put up your Christmas decorations yet?
You know better. Of course I fucking haven't.
You wait until like the day before.
I don't mean to. I just like, even now I'm still like, whatever, not into it. And I love Christmas and I love Christmas decorations. I came over to fucking Candace's house and it's thrown up here. I mean, there is Christmas. There are fucking Santas everywhere.
Yes.
I mean, hundreds of Santas everywhere. It is, it's very festive.
And this is not a single fork.
Oh, yes. And I'm Natalia.
And I'm Candace.
Yes, here we are.
Yeah. So, I mean, I have to, well, first of all, the day after Thanksgiving, even the evening of Thanksgiving, I'm kind of done. I don't, you know, it's like, what do I do now? What do I do now? So, out comes all the Christmas. Yeah. So, I have something to do.
Days.
It took Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, because it is like an explosion.
It is. It kind of vomits Christmas
but
over here.
But it looks great and it's cozy. And I guess it kind of gets you in the spirit. And I kind of need to do that, so.
Yeah, I just, you know, the thing is, I usually have ideas of what I want to, you know, and not big presents for people for Christmas, but I
but
usually,
just like good ideas.
Yeah,
yeah,
I got nothing.
I know, I do too. And I hate just buying shit to buy shit and it pisses me off.
Yeah, because I just won't do that.
No.
No. So I don't know. I mean, I hope that this helps. As I look over here, I see my little Charlie Brown Christmas tree.
Does that help? Does that make you feel festive?
No, but I do love the Charlie Brown Christmas.
It's very cute. Yeah. The little tree's cute, too.
Yeah, they have one, apparently, that sings or, you know, but mine's just basic.
Yes.
Just a little twig with the ball on it.
That's okay.
So, we are going to continue our ingredient...
Our recipes.
Adventures.
Yes.
And so, I got some... I got at least one thumbs down on the sweet potatoes.
Wait, what?
Tiffany doesn't like sweet potatoes.
Oh, like at all?
Well, apparently not.
Okay.
So.
That's okay.
Yeah. It's fine.
That's fine, Tiffany.
Yeah. We love you and we appreciate you monitoring our Spotify account. She's saying that Spotify is not recognizing us as
Wait, now
as
does
much
she
as
not
should.
Like our sweet potato episode or does she just not like eating sweet potatoes?
She loves our episodes.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
It's the eating of the sweet potatoes.
And no, and she's tried all the different ways.
I don't know the answer to that.
Oh, she didn't send you an email?
Well, she sent me a message on Patreon and said, sweet potatoes, yuck.
Oh.
So, there
so
you
yuck.
Go. Yeah. So, we're actually going to venture into an area where I think probably a lot of people say yuck.
Yes. And what's weird is, and we've discussed, I'm very weird, but, and I'm also dealing with some sinus issues, so
yeah,
I'm sorry.
She's back on antibiotics
Jesus
again.
Jesus God, it never ends. I have loved these since I was a child.
I know.
It's weird, and I think, I didn't realize how weird it was until I was a grown-up, and people are like, ew.
And yes, we're talking about the...
Elusive.
Brussels sprout.
The Brussels sprout. I love these little fuckers. I always have. I don't know why. Now, don't get me wrong. They make me fart like nobody... Stinky fucking farts like nobody's business.
You know, the way I love to buy them is on the stalk.
On the stalk.
So, I was at Trader Joe's and they, of course, had the Brussels sprouts on the stalk. And it's just Shay and me for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But I had to buy the damn thing.
Yeah.
Because I love it. And you can choose... a particular stalk that has the right size of sprout on them.
Yeah.
So I do that. And then, so I had half of them for Thanksgiving. And then I had the other half the next night with my Thanksgiving part two.
So, okay. So did you eat weird? What did you eat for part two?
I ate the exact same dinner.
The same thing.
It tasted so good on Thanksgiving. And so I had to do it again.
So, does Shay like Brussels sprouts?
She'll eat a couple, but, you know, she's learning to eat vegetables.
The other thing, too, and this is going to, I'm going to go off into my, you know, table decorating. It's such a cool, like, if you haven't seen Brussels, the way the Brussels sprouts grow and, like, on a stalk, like, it'd be really a cool centerpiece or, like, I mean, you'd need other stuff around it. It'd look kind of sad if you just threw a fucking stick of Brussels sprouts on the table. But it's cool looking and you can add it to a centerpiece and make it kind of festive. So if you don't eat them all, just put them on the fucking table.
Well, I mean, it's kind of like using an artichoke or something
right,
like
or
that.
Or pomegranates.
They just have a really...
Lemons.
particular, yeah, we love our lemons in the centerpieces.
Yes.
It has a particular shape and it's kind of interesting and yeah, just adds something.
So but, how did you fix your Brussels sprouts?
Well, I always, well, here's, okay, so let's just back up here. Okay. The reason, I think, the reason why most people don't like Brussels sprouts is because they cook them to death and they get gray and soft and ooky.
Do you think they have a strong flavor?
When you do it that way?
Yeah.
I think it's probably stronger than if you...
Like pungent?
Yeah, maybe. Like...
like cabbage.
Like stinky.
Yeah, stinky. Yeah.
Although, I mean, cabbage is stinky depending upon the cabbage that you get a hold of.
Right, right. Like an onion.
Yeah. It may not be necessarily stinky, but the stinky ones have the best flavor.
Yeah.
So I think it has to do with appearance and texture. Okay. And then finally, obviously, smell and taste.
Because I do think it has, and maybe this is why I've always liked him, because it does, I do think it has a very earthy, dirty kind of, not dirty, but whatever, taste to it. But you know, that's how I like my wines.
Funky.
It's, and I like my cheeses.
Yeah.
And I like, you know,
funky.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Earthy.
Yeah. So I think it's important.
It definitely tastes like you're eating a fucking vegetable.
Oh yeah, it's a definite vegetable.
And if you
it's
don't definitely like that, green. Then you're fucked.
Yeah. So I like to blanch them because I think that that's an important thing to do, and then plunge them into an ice bath.
You think that's important for the cooking, for the farting, for the what?
Well, I think it's important to the quality of your end product because, and let me get there. When you blanch them and you blanch them in salted water, then that gets flavor into them. And then when you plunge them into the ice bath, then that locks in the color, which if you only blanch them for like 2 or 3 minutes, they're this brilliant green.
They're beautiful.
And they're beautiful. Yeah. And then it stops the cooking process so they don't get overcooked.
Mm-hmm.
Which gives you a lot of flexibility in how you finish them. And I think the important thing about Brussels sprouts is to bring out the sweetness in and caramelize them.
Okay.
Using butter and you don't need to add sugar. You just
okay, so wait, you blanch them and then do you leave them whole or do you cut them in half?
I cut them in half so that they have that
exposed
side.
Yeah.
And then that's the side that will crisp up and get brown and caramelized.
Yum.
Yeah.
Okay, so you sauté that?
Sauté, and then, you know, finish them with... I like to do a sweet and sour thing with maple syrup, apple cider vinegar, balsamic vinegar. I ran out of maple syrup, and so for my second round of Brussels sprouts, I had balsamic reduction.
Oh, yum.
So I used that, and so I kind of had both things going on.
Okay, so wait, you blanch them, you cut them in half, then you saute them with butter?
Butter.
Only?
Well, I use a little bit of olive oil.
Okay.
Yeah, salt and pepper, and then when they're crispy and caramelized... Then I finish them. Hello.
Hello, kitty.
She likes them that way also.
Yeah, apparently she's putting in her 2 cents.
Yes. and then I'll finish them with whatever extra. I mean, there's some, you know, sometimes I like to use bacon.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes like dried fruit, like raisins.
Okay.
You know, so.
So if you did the maple syrup, you just add that straight to the saute pan with the Brussels sprouts in it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, and just let it reduce.
Oh, all right. She is. Come on.
She apparently interrupted Shay's voice acting recording the other day, and so she's going to have to redo hers. Oh. And I said, no, she just becomes a part of our program.
Yes.
Yes. Would you like to join us?
Yes. She doesn't know what
she really
wants
to get up in my lap, but then she goes away. So that's how I do my Brussels sprouts, and I think that it makes them... Well, if you like Brussels sprouts, or if you're willing to like Brussels sprouts.
Or try them. Willing to try them.
Try them. I think that makes them very palatable and frankly delicious.
Well, bacon. I mean, bacon makes everything better. So does fucking butter.
Yeah.
So.
And then after you, and what I recommend always is that after you fry your bacon, you take the bacon itself out of the pan. Because if then you put liquidy things in on top of your bacon, it goes from being crispy to being flabby.
Which is gross.
Which which is gross.
Floppy bacon, ew.
Yeah, so just take the bacon out, chop it up, and then sprinkle it over the top after you finish, and then it stays crispy.
You can use all the bacon fat and goodies for your Brussels sprouts.
Yes, yeah. So bacon fat with a little bit of butter in it is really delicious.
Yeah, I mean, come on, if you roll some Brussels sprouts around in that, you can't fucking be, I was going to say be shitty about it, but like...
You can't go wrong.
You can't go wrong. You can't not eat it. So are there any other ways that you prepare Brussels sprouts?
Well, sometimes I shred them. And you can make a slaw with them.
Like raw?
Yes.
Okay.
You can do a raw because, you know, they're little cabbages.
Slaw. Raw slaw.
Raw slaw.
Raw slaw.
It's a little baby cabbage.
Yeah. Well, that's fun. I've never done that.
Yeah.
Sometimes we do them on sheet pans. Yes. Put them in the oven so that they can get that nice
roasty toasty.
Mm-hmm. So we looked up. So that's how we like to do them. We looked up 20 best Brussels sprouts recipes.
This is from thekitchen.com website.
And this first one is simple roasted Brussels sprouts, which is kind of what we just talked about. It looks like they do a little sheet pan, olive oil, salt, and pepper. What the fuck is this? Maple mustard butter bath Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, that's pretty intense.
It looks like a soup.
It does look like soup.
But you just cook it like that, and then you take it out, and then you eat the Brussels sprouts?
It looks like a sauce. It looks saucy.
Yeah,
so,
that's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot.
This looks good. Lemony Brussels sprout pasta. So this looks shaved on there.
Yes.
That looks, have you ever done that with pasta?
No.
That looks good. Sauteed Brussels sprouts we just talked about.
Yes.
Here's your shaved. Shaved Brussels sprout salad with apples, hazelnuts, and brown butter dressing.
Ooh, that's very wintry. Yeah. I like that. It looks like it has frisée in it, which is not my favorite salad green.
I can't tell. Hold on. Let's go to recipe and see what happens.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's frisée. So it's very French. Ha, ha, ha.
So do you want to tell everyone what frisée is?
Frisée is that. It kind of looks like lawnmower salad.
Lawnmower salad.
Well, it looks like a weed because it's frizzy, frizzly.
It's not. It's just part of the Brussels sprouts. It's Brussels sprout, red apple, butter, white wine vinegar, lemon juice, kosher salt, and grapeseed.
Wow, that's really simple.
Yeah. These look pretty good.
Yeah, they do look good.
Your stomach is talking to us.
I know. I don't understand that because I had a nice lunch.
Okay, where did I fucking go?
There you are. There you are.
Roasted Brussels sprouts with Parmesan. Well, you can't go wrong there. Throw some cheese on it.
Nope.
Oof.
That looks good. What is that?
Bagna
cauda.
Cauda.
Yeah, that's the dip, the anchovy garlic dip.
Oh.
Bagna cauda.
What ethnicity is that?
It's basically Italian.
So you roll that around? And the anchovies and oil and butter infuse them with savory. Ooh, that sounds... But again, anchovies are a weird one for a lot of people. Yeah, anchovies and Brussels sprouts might really fuck you up.
Yeah, the thing is, anchovies, you can't just buy any anchovy. You have to spend some money on anchovies to get a good one.
And you can get them shipped to your house. Like, it's not like
Amazon.
Amazon.com. Bacon-wrapped Brussels sprouts. I've never thought about that, but it's basically what we just talked about, and they look like they do it in like a little bite size with a creamy blue cheese dipping sauce.
Looks like
an appetizer.
Devils on horseback or something, yeah.
One pot Parmesan Brussels sprout orzo.
Oh, I like that. I love orzo.
That kind of seems more summery to me.
You think?
I don't know, no.
Well, I don't know. I don't, you know, Brussels sprouts to me are not really a summery vegetable.
Can you get them in the summer?
Yeah, but they're but they're not on the stalks. You can get them in a bag.
Oh, I was like, what are you talking about? Brussels sprouts with lemon and garlic. Crispy Brussels sprouts with balsamic and honey, which is what we just talked about.
Kinda.
Warm sesame Brussels sprouts and lentil salad.
Huh.
These are all things I've never thought of.
I know. That's why I thought it would be fun to go through these.
Yeah.
Sesame oil or sesame seed?
Let's see.
Okay.
Let's open her up.
And see what's under the hood.
Okay. Olive oil. Oh, one package Trader Joe's shaved Brussels sprouts, which you could shave your own, I guess.
Yes, you could.
This is a very Trader Joe's refrigerated steam lentils. Trader Joe's toasted sesame dressing. So it's just a dressing.
So it's a Trader Joe's recipe.
It's apparently brought to you by
Trader Joe's, who I happen to love, by the way.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Like, if you guys have a Trader Joe's near you, yes, their food is delicious. Even their frozen shit, which I am not into
buying. It really is. I never buy it, but I do admire it in the case.
And it tastes good.
Yeah, that's what I hear. It does taste good. That's what I hear.
I mean, I've tried the pot stickers.
Yeah.
That's pretty much as far as I've got. However, if you want to go somewhere and buy a fucking case of wine and spend like $60,
yeah,
that's your fucking place.
It is.
I mean, for the holidays, especially if you've got to take wine places or you're having people over and you need to stock up.
Like, I have to tell you, you know, the my new jam Chardonnay.
Oh, yeah.
Rebuttal.
Yeah.
It used to just, you know, take up one, you know, how they'll arrange their wines and it'll be like in thirds or quarters shelves. Rebuttal is now the whole shelf.
Oh shit. Because it got so popular.
People love it so much.
Well, what is it? Fucking $6.99?
It's $6.99 a bottle. And it drinks like at least a $15 bottle of Chardonnay.
Well, that's what I like about their cheap. Okay. We're just fucking.
We're going far afield just like we usually do. But you need to hear this.
You do need to hear this. I mean, like, that's what I like about their wines. It's like, oh, it's $6 wine. Tastes like shit. Gives you a headache and tastes like, you know, a fucking cheap ass. Like you're a fucking wino drunk. No, these wines taste like $45 bottles of wine.
Yeah.
And you take them to a party and no one will know that you spent $7 on that fucking wine because it tastes so good. That red that we really like.
That's the Nero. Yeah.
Oh my God. And it's got a beautiful label. I mean, granted, okay, you might pick up a shitty one, but if it's $5 or $7, who gives a shit?
Use it to cook with.
Exactly.
Yeah. So there, go buy your wine at Trader Joe's.
And apparently your shaved Brussels sprouts as well.
Yes.
Brussels sprouts with bacon. We discussed crispy air fryer Brussels sprouts. We can use the air fryer.
Get your air fryer out.
Get that gadget out.
I like my air fryer.
I know you said that. I don't have one. Okay. Let's look.
Maybe Christmas.
Oh, maybe. This is literally just Brussels sprouts, olive oil, salt, shallot, and red wine vinegar and butter.
Yeah. Well, I bet you the shallot, the red wine, vinegar, and butter, I bet that's to dress it after you air fry them.
Hot honey Brussels sprouts.
Okay.
Grilled Brussels sprouts. That seems like too much work. I'm not going to cut them all in half and grill them like that.
Well, I mean, but you'd cut them in half anyway, don't you?
Yeah, but I'm not going to. How are you going to turn those? Oh, what tiny
maybe put them
fucking
in a grill pan?
I guess.
One of those grill baskets?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think I mean,
I don't, they that fall wouldn't apart. Be the skin, the layers fall off. And then what do I need? Tiny fucking tongs to turn these over? Like,
not if you have them in the grill basket.
Oh yeah. Cause you just turn the whole basket.
You just
over.
Turn the whole basket. But I don't know about that.
Brussels sprout casserole. This easy Brussels sprout casserole is loaded with bacon and lots of melted cheese.
Ooh.
I mean,
You could throw that on an old shoe and it would taste great.
And that was number 20 of 20.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. So guys, I think that Brussels sprouts, let's have a New Year's resolution of not hating the Brussels sprouts.
Yeah. Don't hate on our Brussels sprouts because we really love them. And you just need to give them a chance. I know. And probably
give Brussels sprouts a chance.
Give them a chance. Tiffany's probably going, ew, yuck, Brussels sprouts. Aren't you, Tiffany? No, this is probably something she likes.
She puts it in her belly button.
Along with the peas.
The thing must be large. Cavernous.
No, we're not going there. We're so not.
So there's many different ways to do this. You like bacon, add some fucking bacon flavor to it. You like a sweeter, like a maple or a honey. It sounds like you can add that kind of flavor to it. They seem pretty fucking versatile.
You can eat them raw.
You can grill them.
It's like cabbage, you know, cabbage, you can eat raw cabbage, you can cook, and it's delicious both ways. It's just a different treatment.
And I think they're so cute and so pretty and like,
they are
so
cute.
Fun.
Little cuties.
This is 34 recipes that will change your mind.
Oh, but you know what?
Tell me.
Well, something I want to say about Brussels sprouts is try to get little ones.
Okay.
Because the big ones are tough. And are strong versus the little teeny ones, the ones that are about, what's that, about quarter size?
Yeah.
Don't try to stay quarter, no more than, you know, walnut size. Because the bigger they are, the tougher they are because they've been growing longer.
Yeah.
And they don't have the delicate flavor. They have the boom in your face flavor. So, I meant to say that earlier and I apologize.
Yeah. Well,
no, I can't do everything right. Yeah.
Okay. I just came across a recipe, Brussels sprout and Stilton soup.
That sounds delicious. But again, there you go with the blue cheese.
Well, and who the fuck is going to make that?
Well, I don't know, but I mean, it sounds good.
You're more likely to like put it in your air fryer. What's a thoran?
A what?
Thoran?
Let me put my glasses on.
Put your spectacles on.
A thoran.
I guess it's a type of curry?
Yes, apparently.
Coconut is a staple in many Carolan dishes, such as the stir fry.
How do you find all this shit?
I don't fucking know. I don't know. Middle Eastern roasted Brussels sprouts. I mean, like,
we went very far afield here.
The other ones were much easier, but this sprout and potato gratin, I mean, like, cheesy Brussels sprouts, bacony Brussels sprouts, like, I don't know. I think you guys could do this. I think you guys could try a recipe. If you have never had Brussels sprouts before, somebody out there in the world, hey, we almost choked on my fucking spit. Hold on. We have 8,000 downloads, listeners, people.
Oh, almost 8,500.
I mean, holy shit. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of us and I'm excited. But out of all you fucking people, someone that hasn't had Brussels sprouts, would you make Brussels sprouts and tell us what you did and if you liked them and if it helped or try something new?
Yes.
8,000 of you fucking out there. Yeah. One of you. Two of you.
You can
give me something.
Go to our website.
Yes.
notasinglefork.com. There is a comment section. Comment.
Please.
Talk to us.
Make this
interactive.
We'll talk back. We'll talk back.
We'll talk back to you.
Whether you like it or not. Yeah. Okay, so I am going down a fucking rabbit hole. Chicken chorizo, Brussels sprouts, and cauliflower. I mean, there's so many things.
Okay, so what recipe shall we put on the website? The kind of the basic one or the one? I have that one with raisins and shallots.
Does that go in the oven?
No, I don't think so.
Is it a bacon one?
That's a stovetop one, I think.
Yeah, do that one.
Okay, so I'm going to put...
Do you do goat cheese on that too?
You could.
Sometimes at the end, so
yeah.
Sprinkle goat cheese.
Yeah.
Goat cheese!
Goat cheese!
Shit.
That's all I got.
They'll still make you fart.
I know, but they're still delicious, and you need to try them and be open.
Yes.
Open up your mind.
Anything else?
I can't think of anything.
Okay, we're done.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Stay fresh.
Fart bags.
Not a Single Fork is made possible by the Girl Can Cook cooking studio and kitchen, where real people learn how to cook real food and have fun while they're doing it. Located in beautiful downtown Broken Arrow, Oklahoma's historic Rose District, the Girl Can Cook holds recreational cooking classes during the week and private classes and parties on the weekend. Personalized catering and wine dinners to fit almost any occasion are also available. Check out the Girl Can Cook at thegirlcancookschool.com.